The following is a special announcement for listeners of the Where is God's Word program with Bruce Musselman. On the morning of May 15th, Brother Bruce Musselman went home to be with the Lord following a short illness. His last new radio program aired just 8 days before his passing. Please join me in praying for the Musselman family and Bruce's friends and colleagues. On Friday, May 29th, from 1 until 2:30 p.m. here on WHKW, there will be a special 90-minute radio tribute in Bruce's memory. Then on June 11th, there will be a memorial service held at Cleveland Baptist Church, the exact time to be determined. For now and the next couple of months, we will be airing classic Bruce Musselman programs from our archives. We trust you will be edified and encouraged by these vintage programs. Now, let's join this week's edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mantua Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. This program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, I'm so glad to meet you again, and the Lord has given us another wonderful day that we can serve Him, and the Bible says, let us rejoice and be glad in it, because this is the day that the Lord hath made. And so we're thankful to the Lord. Jesus is alive and well, and He's getting ready to come back to this earth and straighten up all the problems that this world has. But meanwhile, the Bible tells us that we are to earnestly contend for the faith, and it's found in Jude chapter 1, and there is only one chapter in the book of Jude, and Jude was a brother of the Lord Jesus Christ, a half-brother through his father, the father of Jude, who is Joseph and Mary. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were, behold, before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Jude says here we should earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. So we should contend for it. We should stand up for it. We should fight for it. We should be willing to speak up for it. And it talks about ungodly men who, unawares, they have crept in. And what do? They deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And so this program is here to contend for the faith and to stand up for the Word of God that has continued to uphold the name of Jesus Christ. And it says here that they would deny the only Lord God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, modern versions that are being put out today, like the New American Standard Version, the Revised Standard, Jehovah's Witness Bible, the New International Version, all these versions kick out the names of Jesus in 100 places in the New Testament alone. And they have put Jesus out of His own Bible. And so they are counterfeit Bibles. And so we're doing what the Lord said. We're contending for the faith, and we're speaking up against those that would deny our Lord Jesus Christ. And we've said here that over 99% of the ancient Greek manuscripts that we base our New Testament on back up the authorized King James Bible, and they have the names of Jesus in 100 places. And so we have been for a number of years giving out a paper that shows where the names of Jesus have been taken out. And I'm going to mention this a few times so that you can get your pen out and call us up. And we have an engineer here, and he'll take your address. And then I will send you out these papers, or you can get them through email also, and by listening to the announcer at the end of the program. And these papers show in 100 places where Jesus has been taken out of the modern counterfeit Bibles put out by people, and they may say they love the Lord, but if they throw him out of his own Bible in 100 places, and I'm saying the names of Jesus, like Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, God, all of these names given to Christ have been taken out. And we have a number, I'm going to give it a number of times. By the way, you don't have to pay anything for it. We'll send this thing out to you for free, and you can copy this and duplicate it. And if you would like to call us up afterwards, we have books, and many of these books have been put out by some of the leading textual historians in the world and belong to many evangelical schools that defend the authorized King James Bible. Our number here is 901-0933, 216-901-0933. We'll be repeating this, and if you call this number, the engineer will take your address down, and we will send you for free a paper that you can duplicate, and it will have the places where it's taken out. It will have the exact references so that you can look it up and check it out for yourself. You don't have to go by what I say. The long distance number is toll free, and it is 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And we will send you out the paper. Now, it says here they'll deny our Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's what they have done. Now, I want today to talk from 1 Peter chapter 1, what it says about the scripture. And we're going to be reading from verse 23 through 25 of 1 Peter chapter 1. Now, it says here, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God. Now, what it's saying here is that the word of God is not corruptible seed. A person can throw a corruption into it. And if you look at some of the writers, for instance, Irenaeus, he was trained by Polycarp. Polycarp was trained by the Apostle John, according to Irenaeus. So Irenaeus is a grandson, spiritual grandson of the Apostle John himself. And they were trained in what is today called Turkey at the city of Ephesus. And he writes that at that time, in between 1 and 200, they had groups called the Gnostics, and there was different groups of Gnostics. And in Irenaeus' writings, you hear him complaining constantly about people corrupting the Bible. And he states in here that you cannot find the manuscript that he took, that some of these corruptors took their corruption from. I mean, in other words, they corrupted it themselves, and he names them. He tells the corruptions. And the modern versions use these Gnostic corruptions that have been handed down, first through Origen, then through Jerome, and then through Constantine. And it is called the Alexandrian text, which is less than 1% of the manuscripts. Now, the peculiar thing about these manuscripts are that they constantly, verse by verse, disagree with one another. They take out many verses, they change many words, but they're all in disagreement with one another. And in the last number of years, I've mentioned this many times, but the two manuscripts that the modern versions are based on is the Vaticanus and Sinaiticus. And they were put out by Constantine, and these two disagree with each other 3,000 words in the Gospels alone, that they don't agree with each other, as well as not agreeing with the received text. Now, the Alexandrian is the corrupt text, and today is called the eclectic text. That is, the words are constantly mixed, and everybody along the line, it seemed like, that would copy this down, if he didn't agree with something that the Word of God had said, he just changed it. And so everybody in the last 1,900 years, they're constantly changing this text. And so this handful of manuscripts they call the eclectic text, like I say, disagrees with one another. Now, the over 99% of the ancient manuscripts, they back the King James Bible. They have a high degree of unity among them. It's over 6,000. And when somebody throws corruption in, the Bible says that God purifies it, and it said he purified it 7 times. And so the Lord God that created the stars, and the stars move within a fraction of a second, and we tell time by the stars, He has kept his word. And this is stated over and over again in the word of God. For instance, the words of the Lord are pure words, according to King David. Tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation. It's not man that is going to preserve them, but it is Almighty God. And so God has preserved them and given to us it to us in an authorized King James Bible. Now, where people are being lied today is they'll say, well, these Bibles are updating of the King James. No, they came from a corrupt text, Nestle's Greek text, which is a corrupt counterfeit text. And the true word of God is in the received text. And it's based on the italic old Latin text, the italic text that was translated around 150. It's based on the Koine Greek text. It's based on the Syriac Peshitta and other translations that have been made from the received text. So it's incorruptible seed. Now, in so many seminaries where they're teaching preachers today, they teach that the Word of God is like a muddy stream that people have muddied, and you have to go to your minister or pastor or to some seminary, and they will tell you what the correct reading is. And that is false because they disagree with one another. Most of them haven't any idea what they're talking about. But we are to go to the Word of God. And the Word of God is like a mountain stream. And when they throw corruption in, as it runs down the mountain through the rocks, it is purified. And so the water becomes pure as it goes down the mountain through over the rocks. And so the Holy Spirit is protecting his words and purifying it. And today we have it in the King James Bible. People are correcting it all the time, and they don't even give you proof. They just say, this is an unfortunate translation, or the original Greek says, or stuff like that. They don't even prove it or attempt to prove it. They become the authority. The Bible says that in thy word do I trust. What's this program all about? It's just saying that you are to trust in the Word of God. It says, cursed is everyone that putteth confidence in man. Man will give you a curse if you trust in him. God never told us to trust in man, but we are to trust in God's Word. And so it says here, being born not, again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed. You can't corrupt it. By the Word of God. It's the Word of God. Now, all the way through the Bible, it says it's the Word of God. If it was not the Word of God, it'd be the biggest hoax that you can imagine. I saw in the plane deal the other day, people show their colors. One of the writers said that the King James was based on stories that were floating around. No, it wasn't. It was based on the Koine Greek text that God had preserved and God had given to us, and it is the Word of God. You know, when somebody corrects the Bible or they attack the Bible, they're doing the devil's work. The very first thing that Satan said is, yea, hath God said. Now, what are we trying to accomplish by this program? We're saying, look, we have a Bible. It is true. Jesus said, thy word is true. It is pure, as the Bible claims, and it is the Word of God. And I tell you, if I didn't believe this Bible, I wouldn't even go to church, because most religions are just made about by some man and his speculations, what he thinks about God. But the Bible says the author of our faith is Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? The creator of this universe that upholds the sun, moon, and stars, he is the author of our faith, and he is the author of the Word of God. So it's incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth. Now, another thing about the Word of God, it's alive. You see, the true Word of God can reproduce itself. And so it has by the thousands and thousands of manuscripts that people go out and preach it. The Holy Spirit uses that preaching, and people are born again. They're saved. And then they preach, and they spread the Word of God all over the place and all over the world. It's alive. I remember when I was in high school, they said that one of the things about life is that it can reproduce itself. And the modern versions, they have huge advertising companies to promote them. But when the person that has put out this translation has been 200 since the King James, when they die or they retire, the translation disappears. I can think of numbers of translations. You don't even hear about them, whereas 30 years ago, you heard a lot about them, but they've disappeared. But the Authorized King James Bible, it just goes on and on. Recently, they said that people that read the Bible every day, they are reading the King James 5-1, although they may not even know the evidence. But the Holy Spirit of God, He is the Spirit of truth, and He will guide you not into partial truth, but to all truth. And He will abide with you forever. And it's in the God's Holy Spirit in the heart of believers is moving them to the true Word of God, which is the King James. You say, why make an issue about it? Because, as we've said already, they've kicked out Jesus 100 times in the modern perversions. I'm going to say this once again. We'll take a break now, and then I'll give you a scripture. I'll give you the phone number, and you can get copies that show where Jesus has been thrown out of His own Bible. Okay, we'll take a break.
You're listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please contact us. Our email address is sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. And now let's return to more of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.
If you would like a copy of 100 places where Jesus is taken out of the modern versions like the New ASV, the RSV, the NIV, and so on, you could call in and our engineer will take your address and we will for free send you a paper. And if you read it and you look these verses up in a modern version of the Bible and compare them with the King James, you can copy these and distribute them. And I would say you could, you ought to do this because the Bible says that we are to trust in Jesus Christ. All of our faith is directed towards Him. So our number is 216-901-0933, 216-901-0933, and a toll-free call and a free copy. The long distance is 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. And by the way, this is promoted by the Country Baptist Church on Chamberlain Road off Route 82 in Manaway, out by the trailer court on 82, and it's a mile and a half north of Route 82. So I have books that I can that you can obtain that go into this in detail. I have one book, for instance, Which Version is the Bible by Floyd Nolan Jones. It's gone through 18 printings. And this book will tell you exactly what people are taught in seminaries across the country and the fallacies of what they've been taught. For 30 years, I have been reading every book I could get my hands on, pro and con. And I'll tell you, it made a believer out of me. That is, a believer in the Authorized King James Bible. The old italic text that came out in 150, as we said already, the Koine Greek text, the Syriac Peshitta, the text put out of the Gothic by Euphilus, the Slavic version put out by Cyril Methodius in 850. All of these are the received text, and the evidence for it is absolutely overwhelming. And so we have the information here. I have many books on this subject, and we can recommend some of the books that you need to get. The number is 901-0933. 901-0933, and we'll give you a free copy of these 100 places where Jesus is taken out the long distance, 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. Now, I want to say this. The Bible tells us where the true text is, and the true text liveth and abideth forever, and it can reproduce itself. There was a historian named Vedder in about 1890, and he said that the King James wasn't the best text, according to him. But he says you'll never get Christians to get away from it. Well, why wouldn't they get away from that Bible? Here it is 100 years later, and people are still reading it 5-1 over the modern versions that read the Bible every day. Why? I'll tell you, because the Holy Spirit's the Spirit of truth, and he will guide you into all truth, not partial truth. And so God has said he would preserve his words, and it will stand. It liveth, and it can reproduce itself. Now it says, the word of God abideth forever. The word of God is something that you can get a hold of. Many people believe in the mystical Bible. They'll say, well, we believe the Bible is verbally inspired, inerrant. You say, which one? And they can't identify it because they've been taught that no translation is the word of God. Is absolutely true. But the Bible says it abides forever, and the Bible says that you can look at the perfect law of liberty. Do you believe that today? That you can look at a Bible that's perfect? God says that. The Bible says that the word of God is nigh thee, even in thy heart and thy mouth. It's something that you can memorize and you can speak. It's not somebody says, well, it's in the originals, so you got to go to Palestine and dig it up or something. No, no. The word of God is nigh thee. That's near you, and it's in your mouth. You have it. The Bible says that some people deceitfully handle the word of God. It's something that you can hold on to. You can pick up a King James Bible. The Bible is always something that we have, and it abides. They had it in the italic text all through the Dark Ages, and the King James is based on that. It's based on the Koine Greek and the Syriac Peshitta. They had that, and it was being preached in India, and it was being preached in China by the 7th century. And so that is the text, the received text. The Textus Receptus is also called the Antiochian text. So it abides forever. It's something that we have the Holy Spirit in us. He abides forever in us. Now it says, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. Now men, they die. They get old, and they die. And yet the word of God stands, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. Thank God. Why? Because God is immutable. He's unchangeable, and he lives forever and ever, and his word lives forever and ever. And the Bible says, in thy word do I trust. Not in the Bible teacher or the preacher, but it says, in thy word do I trust. It endures forever. And the sun may go out and the moon may stop shining and the stars may fall out of heaven, but the word of God will continue. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. The true gospel preachers down through the ages that preached Jesus Christ is God, that he came to earth in a body, he died for our sins, he was buried, he rose from the dead, and that God has blessed to see many people saved. These great evangelists that God has used out through the ages, they had the true Bible. George Whitefield came here and had preached, and the Holy Spirit used him in such a way that it caused a spiritual revolution in America. Billy Sunday had thousands, maybe millions of people come to Jesus Christ. And what did they use? The King James Authorized Bible. And so it says, this is the word of God, which by the gospel, and in other languages, the gospel preachers down through the ages had the true text. They didn't have a counterfeit made up by Westcott and Hort that kicked out Jesus. They had the true word of God. If you have the authorized King James Bible, you have the word of God. God bless you. If you want to call us, we have time. We'll be glad to talk to you. If you want this paper, you can call in. And I hope you have a wonderful day. God bless you.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com.
That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantua Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantua Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at the same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.